Welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the Everyday Woman Speaks. I am Margaret Smith Williams, your creator and your host, and it is here that we discuss faith, love, identity, and foolery. So when I began this podcast, I promised myself that I would be authentic, that I would tell the truth regardless of how people felt, regardless of how I thought some people would feel, that I would share my experiences, hard, happy, fun, exciting, or ugly. And today, beloved, my truth is that I am tired as a mother. Yeah, I said it. I'm tired. Can anybody else relate? Like, motherhood is nonstop. It's a can't stop, won't stop type of nonstopness with a Diddy slide in there. I don't even know if nonstopness is a word, but you get the motion. Like, even when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking about whether I completed the pizza lunch form for school or if my car has crumbs in it from all the Cheerios that Jordan ate for breakfast. And sometimes motherhood is very overwhelming. As much as I love my children, there are times when I stop and I think like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? I imagine myself being back in my 20s, just jet setting the world on a tropical island with an extra simple syrup sweetened Paloma, soaking up all the sun. And then I'm quickly brought back to reality with, Mom, do we have any more Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Like, for real? Do dads feel the same way? Like, I really don't know. I've never experienced like this wave of motherhood before. And I know it's partially due to the pandemic and also due to the fact that my children are growing and their needs are changing a lot. I'm so grateful to my job that it gives me the flexibility that they need because I have to juggle my work and juggle my children. And over the past 8 months, because of the needs of my children, if I did not have the job that I have, I promise y'all, I would be fired. From the doctor's appointment to the therapy to making sure that my kids have extracurricular involvement to making sure they take their allergy medicine and vitamins, they eat healthy, drink water, make sure they poop on a daily basis to making sure that I impart godly wisdom and hear God's word on their behalf, making sure that they have self-confidence and giving them daily pep talks and affirmations to checking their grades, to meeting with teachers, to thinking about summer camp and spring break. And making sure we have enough Band-Aids and not being able to find socks in the morning for school. Speaking of socks, is my dryer the only dryer that eats socks? Because I promise I put both sets of socks in the washing machine and the dryer. And then when we take them out, all of a sudden I'm missing one half of the sock. Anyway, to monitoring screen time and YouTube and making sure that my kids read books and become cultured. To making sure they have enough snacks for a long day at school and extra masks because you can't forget about COVID. Motherhood is extremely hard. And yes, I have a husband and I thank God for him, but motherhood remains hard. And I just want to shout out to my single mothers out there. I have a couple of close friends that are single moms and I tell them all the time, I don't know how you guys do it. And I take my hat off to you because how in the world are you standing up straight and sane at this moment? Like, my sanity is sometimes staring at me and saying, girl, you all right over there? There are times, if I'm honest, that I wish I could just pack it up, move back in with my mom and dad and let them take care of me and leave my kids at home with their dad. There are also days when I don't want to be mom, mommy, ma, or mother. I just want to be Margaret. So you may be saying, Margaret, I feel you. I'm there, girl. So what do we do? What do we do when motherhood makes you exhausted and you're tired and you're overwhelmed? You know, I really had to take some time to really think about this and really pray about this and ask God to give me wisdom on how to navigate this challenging season. And in no way do I have all the answers. And I'm definitely not an expert. Like, I'm just only tapped the surface of motherhood. So here are my thoughts. My first thought is, if you're already tired as a mom, girl, tie your tubes, find some birth control, wear some condoms. Not you wear condoms, but man, he need to wear condoms. Because if you're tired as a mother now, imagine how you feel if you just add another kid to the mix. No, seriously, if you want to have more kids, girl, do you. I just know that additional kids are not for me right now. And Ayana can nearly start driving next year. And what do I look like starting over with a car seat? Formula, waking up in the middle of the night. No, that's not me. But on a serious note, what do you do when you're tired as a mom? Like, how do you get through the difficult season? How do you get through this tired seasons? So my first thing that I thought about is that there's importance in being transparent. I don't know if dads experience this, but if a mom complains about the trials of motherhood, she is often like bashed and she's often put on blast because if she says that she's tired as a mom or she needs a break or her kids are aggravating her or things like that, people automatically just throw this at her where you need to be grateful that you have kids. And some people out there can't have kids and you should be grateful that you can do all these things with their children. Listen, I love my kids. But there are also times when I don't like them. And I'm sure they feel the same way about me. And Jesus surely loves me. And there are some times that he does not like my foolery. So why can't moms be just as transparent? Like, find someone that has your best intentions at heart, someone that you can pour your true soul out to, just to get it out, to let them know how you feel, how you're feeling in that moment. So many times we carry around these emotions and we carry around these feelings and we don't necessarily express them because we're concerned about what the other person is going to say or we're concerned about being judged. But talk about how you feel. Talk about the tough moments with someone that you trust. If you can't find anyone, please find a therapist or use a journal. Write down things about your journey. And it's so funny, though, when I think about I don't think my mom and I ever had the conversation about, I don't remember her saying we were younger about the tough moments that she was having as a mom. And I think it's so important that you share those moments with people that are close to you and people that could possibly relate to you, just so that you can get those feelings out. And I think it's also important that I was talking to my therapist and she was like, it's so important that you also express your moments to your kids. Like, be transparent with your kids, even if it's give mommy a moment. I'm really tired. I'm really overwhelmed right now. Or tell them I can't do it. You just have to give me a minute. Or what I do is I tell my kids, I'm going upstairs to my room, going to close my door. I'll be down in a little bit. Like, do what you have to do to be transparent about your journey. And acting like super mom, like you have it all together, then nobody is going to think anything other than that. I think sometimes we have this notion that people can read our minds and they know we're tired. The reality is that they don't. So be transparent about your journey. It is here in these transparent moments that God is able to show up and he's able to use your experiences to help someone else. My next, I guess, thought about it is you got to keep Jesus on the main line. Like, if you want to stay sane as a mom, you need to keep Jesus on speed dial in the favorite context. Let me give you an example. So the other day, my teenage daughter got in the car and she was just, as soon as she got in the car, this was her, like sighing, just obviously for attention. So I said, how was your day? How you doing? I'm fine. A few minutes later, here she go. I asked one more time, is everything okay? Anything you want to talk about? No, I'm fine. So she went back to again. So I'm not asking you again. At this point, when you're ready to talk, you'll talk to me. But you're not going to change my vibe in the car. So you know what I did? I turned on my worship music, turned it up loud. So this is her. I looked at her. Ayanna, do you want to say something? Is there something? Are you all right? You good? Yeah, I'm fine. Turn my worship music back up because I got to stay close to the Lord. So she was like, I turned the knob up again. So I started singing, worthy is your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name. This is worthy is your name, Jesus. Listen. She thought I was crazy. But she kept sighing and sighing and sighing. And I just kept singing, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. This is hard. Like, I had to really keep Jesus close to me because I was not going to let her disturb my spirit. Like, kids will get under your skin if you let them, but you got to stay close to Jesus. And I just kept playing my worship music and she just kept sighing and she just kept sighing. I kept playing my worship music. I was playing my worship music so much. Jordan was in the back seat singing along with me. But anyway, it's just kind of like what our beautiful forever first lady says, when they go low, we go high. Not that my kid was going low, but you get the premise. Like, you got to really stay up close to the Lord. because kids will really try you. They will really try your patience. So yes, be transparent, keep Jesus on the main line. Another thing you can do when you're tired in your heavy moments as a mom is you really have to find strength in your tribe, like your family, your girls. Like, this is what keeps you steady. If you don't have a tribe of people to support you, it could be one or two people. It don't even have to be 10. You're really not going to make it. It really does take a village to raise a kid. But I'm going to say it takes a village to support a mom. Like, my tribe reminds me that I'm not alone. Like, they're constantly cheering me on. They're making me laugh. They're encouraging me. They're supporting me. They're allowing me to cry and vent and wallow out on the floor and be a brat sometimes. Like, find strength in your tribe. You cannot, let me repeat this, you cannot do this alone. Not only that, like, your kids need another level of support sometimes that you can't always provide. So for instance, my family just left this morning. They came to spend the weekend with my kids and I and my husband. And my sister came in and she said, okay, Anna, let's work on your schoolwork. Let's work on your homework. Let's work on this project. And my sister spent all day just really going through the assignments with my daughter and just helping her get back on track. And I'm grateful for that because I was tired. Like, I don't want to look at no more assignments. I don't want to check the list. Like, I've been doing that forever. So to have someone come in and give you a break, like, there is strength that only comes from other people. So I say to you, tug on your tribe, tug on your kids' godparents, tug on grandparents, tug on your friends, your aunts and uncles, and just find the strength that you need in them. Another thing that I would recommend is for you to find your moment. Each day, find your moment. And when I say find your moment, find a moment that belongs to you, whether it's before drop-off or after drop-off or on your lunch break or sitting in the driveway of your car, which is one of my favorites. Find a moment that is just for you, that it could give you that time to recharge and refuel and just really refocus and get yourself together. Find a moment that you can focus on only you, because it's so easy for us to get lost in the mix. And when I say you, I mean you meaning the person you, not just you as the mom, you as the person. Find that moment and hold on to it and make sure you make it a priority each and every day. I would also recommend that you focus on the things that you can control. For the past couple of weeks, this has been my motto, and it's something the Holy Spirit just dropped in my heart one day when I was leaving the kids' school and something had happened and I was just a little bit like frazzled. And the Lord was just like, Margaret, focus on what you control. So what does the things I can control look like? So I'll just use me as an example. So I can control whether I get a medium iced coffee, decaf with mocha, a medium iced coffee, decaf with caramel, or I just really started like an iced matcha latte. I can control that. I cannot control if my son eats his lunch. I cannot control if my daughter has a good or bad day. I cannot even control if my kids turn in their homework assignments. Like, I can't control those things. I have to focus on the things that I can control. And the rest is up to Jesus. Point blank, period. And the thing that just sums it all up is the serenity's prayer. It says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And there's an original version that I like that says, Father, give us the courage to change what must be altered. And when I look at that part, change what must be altered, I can only change what must be altered with me. So what can I do to change the things on the inside of me that is not allowing me to be the best version of me that I can, that is not allowing me to get the rest and the joy and the peace that I need. And it also says, Father, give us the courage, the serenity to accept what we cannot be helped. What, there are some things that just cannot be helped, or you cannot help it. And I've learned that tremendously over the past almost 2 years, that there are some things in life that I cannot help. If you're anything like me and you're used to helping and making revisions and making things better, sometimes you really cannot help nothing. So you have to know that there are times when you have to accept that you cannot help and you cannot change things. And it concludes with saying, and the insight to know the one from the other. And I think that's the thing right there. we have to have discernment to know what we can control, what we cannot, what we can change, what we cannot change, what we can help, what we cannot help. And that insight really only comes from the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives us that wisdom to know when to step away, when to focus in on something, when to be aggressive, you know, when to hound your kids, when not to hound them, when to be bothered, when not to be bothered. Like, that is the key there. I would also say that in this journey of motherhood, we have to try not to take things personal. So my daughter had a very rough year last year, and we're still experiencing some challenges. And when she allows me to, I will be able to share our experiences in depth. But until then, I'm not going to go into specific detail. Anyway, throughout all of this, it was so easy for me to say, oh my gosh, what did I not do? What didn't I see? Was I not paying attention? Did I do something wrong? What should I have done more of? Should I have been, I don't know. I just felt like initially that it was my fault, that I should have done something. And the Lord really had to say to me that not everything has to do with you. And he just had to remind me. My mom says this all the time. Sometimes things that happen with our children is just life. And I know that there's always a spiritual component that sometimes we harbor so much on, and we're so like so spiritually driven that we don't see the practical things, that sometimes things are just life. The things that our kids experience is just life. And sometimes things just have to happen for your kids and you to have that experience and for God to grow and develop you in that period. So sometimes life happens, and we really have to know when to take things personal and when not. Because a lot of times if we take everything personal, we shift the focus off of what really needs to be the focus and we place it on ourselves. And it's really not about us all the time. Another recommendation that I have for you, if you're a mom like me that's really tired, and this is the final recommendation, is to ask God to renew your joy. The mundane of everyday life has a tendency to zap the joy out of us. Like literally going through the same motions every day, waking your kids up, ironing clothes, getting them ready for school, fussing with them about getting up for school, having them to get their lunch boxes, fussing with them about getting out of the house on the same time, reminding them to do their homework, reminding them to repack their stuff, taking them to extracurricular activities, picking them up, dropping them off. Like sometimes the mundane everyday things of life has a tendency to just be like, oh, it's just a blah. And it can steal your joy. And I remember my kids asking me one day, Mom, are you mad at us? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, you look mad. Like, you look mad all the time. And I had to take a step back and think about what image of myself am I portraying to my kids? Like, do I want my kids to think that I'm an angry mom and that I'm upset all the time? Like, I don't want them to remember me as being like serious or unhappy all the time. I want them to say, my mom had a hard job, but she had joy. Like in the midst of all the things that we experienced, my mom had joy. And I had to ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with the joy of the Lord. Not saying that I'm supposed to be walking around every day like I'm a Disney musical or something, but that I can find good in each day and smile and laugh in spite of. So Isaiah 55:12 says, so you'll go out in joy and lead a whole and complete life. When I read that scripture, something inside of me was like jumping. Like, so God promises, this is what his word says, that even in the midst of my difficult moments as a mom, the word promises that I can go out in joy and God will lead me into a whole and complete life. It doesn't say anything about a wonderful, happy life. It doesn't say anything about a life free from challenges and concerns and worries and hardships. It says a whole and complete life. And the only way for us to get a whole and complete life is for us to walk through the experiences that we have. In Isaiah 66, I think it's 12, says, you will see all of this and burst with joy. You'll feel 10 feet tall as it becomes apparent that God is on our side. So when I read this scripture, I thought about all the hard moments that I've experienced as a mom or the hard moments my friends have experienced. And I just began to declare this scripture over our lives that despite the things that we see, you will see all of this. It doesn't say you'll see all great things. It says you will see all, meaning good, bad, sad, happy, ugly, pretty. You will see all of these things. And in the midst of it, you will burst with joy and you will feel 10 feet tall. So we'll feel high above it. And the scripture goes on to say, as it becomes apparent that God is on your side. Like, that is the promise that we have. That is the confidence that we have, that despite what we're experiencing, God is able to give us joy because his presence is with us. He's walking through this motherhood journey with us. As I close this episode, I just want to remind all of you as moms that are listening to this episode that you are not alone. You are not by yourself. As much as people post these wonderful pictures on Instagram and social media, and as much as you see these moms at school and PTA and things looking all happy and excited and joyful, like, just because you see them being all vibrant, like life is perfect, doesn't mean that you're alone. There are moms, both of my hands are raised out here, who have really difficult moments and who are tired, and you are not by yourself. There's a tribe of us who are out here who understand your struggles, and we are standing with you. We're here to support you. But most importantly, I just want to remind you that God is with you. Yes, you might have your husband. Yes, you might have your family. Yes, you might have your friends. But most importantly, God is with you, and his presence is constant. He is with you every step of the way. When your family can't be walking side by side with you, he's here. So for instance, my family has left and they're on their way back home, and I feel sad and a little bit alone, but I have to remember that God is with me. He is with me. And I just want to pray and just encourage you in the Lord today. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. And the word says that this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what the struggles that we're experiencing now as a mom, no matter if we're tired and we're barely making it to work or barely making it to cook dinner or barely making it to that parent meeting, we thank you that we choose to have joy. We rejoice because this is a day that you have given us and we are glad in it. Father, we thank you for the children that you have blessed us with. Motherhood is not just a chore. It is not just something that we casually do because we are women, but it is a God-given gift and responsibility. And we want to say thank you, God, for trusting us with the children, trusting us with this great task of being mother to the children that belong ultimately to you. Father, we confess that sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we want to run away. Sometimes we want to hide in a closet or drive off. But Lord, it's hard. And we just want to say that thank you for leaving us. Thank you for the support that you've given us. Thank you for the friends and the family and the church family that you've given us to surround us in those moments when we're just really struggling to get by. Father, we thank you for your presence that is constant, that never leaves, that never forsakes us. We thank you for your presence that brings joy and peace and strategy and wisdom and discernment and love. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is able to equip us when we're weak. God, your word says that in our weaknesses, even in our weaknesses as a mom, that your strength is made perfect. So we thank you that we draw on the strength of the Holy Spirit in this moment. Father, I pray for myself and every mom out here who is just really just dragging through the day sometimes. I pray that as your word says, that we will go out in joy and that we will be led into a complete whole life. God, I thank you that every mom that is listening to this podcast will see all of the things that are occurring in life, whether it's good or bad, and they will burst with joy because you're going to make us 10 feet tall and you will remind us that God is on our side. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are able to hold our hands in the moments when we feel alone and we don't know what to do and we feel afraid, we feel consumed by the worries of life. I thank you that you will remind us that all is not lost, that you have not forsaken us. You will remind us that you're standing in the midst, that you're in the middle of everything. I thank you for sending words of encouragement to every mom. I thank you for sending support to them. I thank you for reminding them of your goodness and your love. I thank you for reminding them of your faithfulness. I thank you for giving them the strength to love your children as they need to be loved. I thank you for giving them the strength to love themselves as they need to be loved. And I thank you, Lord, for reminding them that there is purpose in them being a mom, and there's purpose in them being who you've called them to be. So I thank you that if there is a mom out here who's listening to this and they feel lost in this life of motherhood, and they feel lost and consumed by it, and they really don't know what it is you called them to do. They really don't know what life looks like outside of it. I thank you, Lord, for giving them clarity of purpose. I thank you for giving them clarity of individuality. I thank you for reminding them that your thoughts and your plans for their future is good. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for reminding them that there's something greater in store for them. Father, I thank you for listening to our prayers today. I thank you for just sending them moments of light, moments of goodness, moments of love today their way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you to all of you who have tuned into this episode today of Everyone Day Woman Speaks. You can like, subscribe, and share our podcast via Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Buzzsprout. You can just share it with a friend. Until next time, it is always my prayer that you will live right, that you will love right, and that you will be right.